I want to preach just a little. And I used this text, I believe, back in October 2010, and I preached a message on the was-nots, the wases, the day after the rapture. But I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will help our heart, on walking with God. Amen? It's an important thing today to walk with God. It's an important thing today to realize that there's somebody that we can walk with. We're living in a world that there's not a whole lot of folks that you can hook up with, amen, that won't lead you in the wrong way. But I'm glad today that there's a God in heaven, amen, that loves us, and He'll never lead us in the wrong way. He's always there to represent us, and He represents through us the throne of grace. I'm glad I have that today in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, it's talking about walking with God. That's a means of living in the presence of God. If we ought to have a heart's desire today, it ought to be to walk in the presence of God. Amen. To be have God's presence with us all the days of our life. That He would begin to do the things for us that we can't do for ourselves. There's a lot of times we try to do things in this old flesh and we just make a mess. But I want to say there's a God of glory today who loves us and able to do things for us that we can't do for ourselves. He's able to reach down into the darkest place of the world and meet the needs of a people. Amen. I'm so glad. Praise God that His hand ain't short and He can't reach down to where old sinners are. I'm glad His arm ain't short and He can't reach down to where hungry folk are. I'm so glad, praise God, I'm serving a God today who's able to come to where we're at just about the time we need Him. Amen. Praise God. That's just who God is. Amen. He's a God that's able to meet those needs. Amen. And we see here in the life of Enoch, he had a life, amen, it was regulated by the will of God. He was walking with God and in God, and God was walking with him. That's what it means to be living in the presence of God. It's that having a life that's regulated by the will of a holy God. Amen. It's not well regulated by the will of man. It's not regulated by our government, but it's regulated by a holy God in glory. Amen. The one who's able to meet the needs of all the people everywhere all the time. Amen. Praise God. He's not nothing short about Him when it comes to taking care of His people. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord today. It's not only a regulated in His will, but it's inspired by His Spirit. Amen. When we have a walk with God, it's because there's something inside us, amen, that takes a place of that old man we used to be. That makes us that new creature in Christ Jesus, for we want to stand up and do something for the Lord. It's a new spirit in us that wants us, make us as young people and old people alike, step up and say, you know what? Hey, something I can do for the cause of Christ. Hey, something I can do to help somebody along the way. And praise God, He moves in us and on us, and He gives us that unction, amen, to walk with God circumspectly in this old world. When the world says, hey, why don't you just give up and just go with the flow? Praise God, there's something down inside us. Praise God, it makes a difference. There was something in Enoch, praise God, that made a difference in his life. He had a desire and an unction from another world, amen, to do something, praise God, different from the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not only does it give us a presence of God and the will of God and the Spirit of God, but it gives a devotion of purpose. Amen. A devotion of purpose. It's just amazing these young people come by this morning, amen, with a devotion of purpose. They had a purpose on their mind, amen, while they're out of school for a few days to go around and try to get a little bit of support so that they could reach out and help somebody else. See, it don't take a whole lot, just a little bit of unction, a little bit of effort, praise God, and a purpose in your heart to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, to magnify His name all around the world. And when we begin to pice out just a little bit, give just a little bit of ourself, praise God. God gives a whole lot, amen, because we can't outgive God this morning, amen. He's an awesome God. Bless His holy name. So I want to just give you some things this morning about old Enoch. I wrote down about 9 things about old Enoch. I praise God, that was a blessing to my heart. Number one, he was continually self-surrendered. Continual self-surrender that old Enoch had in his personal life. Now Enoch, the name Enoch literally means dedicated. If we could ever be dedicated to the Lord, if we could surrender ourselves, amen, we could begin to walk with God. But it takes that dedication, amen, stepping out of self and stepping in the presence of a holy God, amen, getting His will, getting the Holy Ghost of God in our life, the Spirit of God, with a purpose on our heart to serve a risen Savior. To see mankind, see the betterment of mankind. It took some yielding, amen. He had to yield His life. It's something that we don't want to do. We don't want to give up, praise God, the fleshly things. Amen. We don't want to give up those things that we like to do. But I praise God today that for the cause of Christ, if we just yield ourselves and we want to walk with God, praise God, we've got to yield ourselves. Amen. We can't hold out on God. We must present ourselves. Amen. And He said, after all, it's just a reasonable service. Amen. It's our reasonable service just to yield ourselves to God. Praise the Lord. But He said if we had lived, yield ourselves, but then when we yield ourselves, we begin to conform to the likeness of Him. Amen. He begins to do that for us because we become, we step into God's will. I see, I have to step out of my will and I step into the will of a holy God. And when I do that, when we make that commitment this morning, God does the rest. Amen. He does. He just takes control. See, God is, hey, listen, I've told you so many times, we got that old saying, God's my co-pilot. But praise God, we need to scoot over and let Him drive. Amen. Amen. God can get us where we need to be if we walk with Him. He'll direct our path, praise God, and show us the way we need to go. Hey, He'll put a burden on your heart to go out and try to feed the hungry. He'll put a burden on your heart to go out and try to win old sinners. He'll put a burden on your heart to go tell somebody about Jesus. He'll put a burden on your heart to try to live right, to bring glory to God. Amen? He'll do that this morning if we'll let Him. But it's a continual self-surrender that it takes. Amen? Not only a continual self-surrender, but a continual fellowship. The Bible says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Amos 3:3. How can two people walk together? How can you walk with God all the days of your life? How can you walk circumspectly with God all the days of your life? Because you just got to agree with Him. Now God, hey listen, newsflash, God ain't going to agree with us. Because this old flesh will want to go in a different direction. But praise God, when we begin to agree with God, and we begin to say, you know what? God is right in His Word and His essence and who He is. Praise God, He's magnificent. And praise God, we're just going to go with God. Amen. Then we begin to have fellowship with the Lord. I don't know about you, I like the fellowship. But I like the fellowship. I like to feel His presence. I like it like this morning when you get to singing, praise God, and you can feel the Lord. And He's encouraging your heart. He's lifting you up. And He said, hey, you know what? It's going to be good. It's going to get better farther on. Amen. Praise the Lord. So not only do we have to yield ourselves, we have to have continual fellowship with the Lord. That's that walking with Him. You know, it's good. It's good when your company's good. The road's not as hard when your company's good. Amen. Hey, if your company ain't good, sometimes a trip can seem like it takes forever. But praise God when the company's good. And when you get to traveling down the road, praise God, and you're in good company. Hey, praise God, and you're with the brother, and you have something in common, amen. And you begin to talk, and you begin to minister, and the power of God comes upon you, and you realize, praise God, that this thing's real. Amen. The road don't seem so long. The journey don't seem so hard. Praise God, when we have this fellowship with God, how can two walk together? The reason we struggle in the world today is because we're not walking together. We're not walking together in Him because we're not agreed. You know, see, we say, well, you know, I know God says this, but there ain't no but about it. If God says it, then praise God, that's the way it is. Amen. Amen. Whether we believe it or not, praise God, it's still God's Word. And He changeth not. So not only do we have a continual self-surrender, continual fellowship, but we got a continual progress. The Bible said that He walked with God. Amen. In verse 22, the Bible says Enoch walked with God. In verse 24, it said Enoch walked with God. So you have a continual process here, amen, of walking with God. If we're going to be what He wants to be, we're going to have a continual process. Now that continual process, it brings spiritual growth. See, there's a lot of people say, well, you know, I can take it or leave it. I can go to church. I don't need church. I can do it at home. You'll just stay a little bitty babe in Christ. But when we get in and we get the Word of God and it ministers to our heart, praise God, it helps us to become what God wants us to be. Amen. So we have that spiritual growth. That's that process we have as new Christians. We need the Lord. We need the fellowship not only of God, but we need the fellowship of the brethren. Amen. We need to be there to encourage one another. The road that we're on sometimes gets rough. Sometimes it's hard. But praise be God. Hey, listen, because we're a child of God and we ask the Lord, forgive us our sin, come in our heart. Hey, praise God. It don't make the road any less difficult sometimes. Sometimes it still gets rough. But praise God, there's a God of glory. Praise God, it said He'd never forsake us. He'd never leave us stranded. Praise God. You'd never see the righteous forsaken or He'd see the begging bread. But He said He'd give us that we need, praise God, to encourage us, praise God, as we progress along. Amen. I thank God for progress, don't you? Hey, listen, we're all a work in progress. Amen. It's a continual process on this road to being a child of God. Not only is it a continual process, but it's a continual separation. Amen. A continual separation. He said He walked with God. Now, it didn't say He stopped along the way. It didn't say He got out of the journey along the way. It didn't say that He stopped or He went back along the way. Amen. Hey, if we're going to walk with God, if we're going to be accused of walking with God, praise God, then we're just going to have to stay in the path. We're going to have to stay in the will of God. We're going to have to stay separate, a continual separation, praise God, unto the Lord. In Leviticus 20:7, He said, "Be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God." He said, hey, listen, He told old Enoch, He said, listen, I'm your Lord and I'm a-walking with you. And old Enoch said, Lord, as long as you're walking with me, praise God, we'll just keep marching on. Amen. And praise God, He's going to be our help and we just keep marching on for the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about a continual separation. But you know what we do? The old devil gets us and he sidetracks us and tries to take us this way or that way. But praise God, if we have a purpose in our heart and we're going to make progress with God, amen, and God's going to begin to give us that we need, praise God, for separation, that we could be separated from everything around us and dedicated to God. Sometimes it takes a separation. We have to decide that we're going to be a separate people. Bible said, come out from among them and be ye separate. Amen? Be ye separate. We're not supposed to follow after the things of this world. So He said we need a continual separation. Not only do we need a continual separation, but we need a continual perseverance. Now, I got to thinking on this. The Bible said for 300 years, Enoch walked with God. 300 in verse 22, the Bible says Enoch walked with God for 300 years. Said he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Amen. It said that Enoch, praise God, walked with God. Now listen, for 300 years. Now I'm sure there was controversy in his life. Amen. I'm sure that there was some situations came up in his life. I'm sure that there was some adversity came up in his life. I'm sure the devil came along and tried to beat him down. I'm sure the devil came along and tried to defeat him in his walk. But the Bible says old Enoch just kept his eyes on God and kept marching on for the glory of God. Amen. For 300 years. Now he didn't just do it on Sunday morning. Amen. He didn't just march on for God on Sunday night. He didn't just march on for God on Wednesday night. He didn't just march on for God during a time of revival. But the Bible said day after day for glory to God, 300 years. Amen. He marched on with God. Hey, praise God, we'll never make it that long. We allotted 70 years is a lifetime of a man. Amen. Unless God blesses us. And then it's a time, it's going to be sorrow getting on those 80s and 90s. Amen. But praise God, if we make it 70 years and we can walk with God for, hey, you young people, if you can walk with God for the 70 years that God's allotted your life, you say it's impossible. It ain't impossible because God, amen, said that Enoch did it. For 300 years, he walked with God. What a blessing. You know what that did? That ought to do. That ought to give us assurance this morning. Praise God that He's God and He's on the throne. That He's able, praise God, to deliver us and to keep us, praise God, from falling away. Bless His holy name. So He had continual perseverance in His walk. Continually walked with God. Amen. Not only did he have continual perseverance, but he had continual confidence. Amen. I believe he had some continual confidence. I believe he took like old Psalms 23 said, "Thou art with me." Amen. I believe old Enoch just kept walking on, and they said, "Hey, Enoch, you know, times is tough. Your family's falling. Things is happening. Situations are coming up. Praise God. What are you doing?" And he says, "Praise God." He said, "He's still with me." Amen. Amen. He said, "I'm just keeping marching on." Praise God. He said, "He ain't stopped to let me off. So I'm just keeping on, keeping on." Amen. He said, "I'm marching on with God." Praise God. The devil come by and he'll... Well, they don't even take the devil. This old flesh come by and he'll say, "Why don't you just quit? Why don't you just stay home today? You don't need to go to church this morning. Just stay home." You know what? We'll stay at home. Amen. Why? Because we're not soldiers. We're not dedicated. We don't have a purpose, and we don't have no preservation, and we don't have no confidence. If we knew where our confidence was, praise God, we'd keep marching on. Amen. We'd say, "Hey, he's with me, praise God." Amen. I ain't going to be no deserter. Amen. We're soldiers of the cross. Praise God. I won't be accused of being no deserter. I want to stay, praise God, in the fight. I want to keep marching on. Because when I stand before him, I don't want to say, "Hey, look, and I said you was MIA over here." Praise God. I'll say, "Hey, Lord, praise God, I was marching on for the glory of God." I don't want to ever say I was missing in action. What about you? Amen. I want to stay in the battle for Christ. So he had a continual confidence. Not only did he have a continual confidence, but he had a continual satisfaction. Amen. Oh, Enoch had a satisfaction. It says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Amen. Enoch had a testimony that he pleased. He was pleasing to God. I wonder today, praise God, if men looked at our lives, if they would say, "Hey, he's got a testimony that he pleased God." Now, he probably didn't please. There was a whole lot of people he probably didn't please. He probably displeased many people. They would have been many people like to drug old Enoch aside. They'd been like a whole lot of people, praise God, like today, that would like to destroy his witness. There was a whole lot of people today that would like to destroy his testimony. But old Enoch just kept marching on for the glory of God. Because he had his eyes on the prize. Amen, praise God, if we could get our eyes on the prize. That when this life is over, praise God, there's something far better with the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a blessed hope in Him. But He had this testimony that He pleased God. I wonder do you have a testimony today that's recorded in heaven that you please God? You say, "Well, no, preacher, I'm sorry, I don't have that testimony." Praise God, you can start today. Amen. There's no time like the present to start serving the Lord. Amen. So He had a continual satisfaction. Not only did he have a continual satisfaction, but he had a continual blessedness. The Bible says God took him. Amen. Oh, Enoch was walking with God in the cool of the evening. Amen. He had been walking with God for 300 years. He knew what it was like to walk with God. He had a confidence and a faith. He was persuaded, praise God, that that was the best place for him to be. Hey, I don't know about you this morning, but I'm persuaded in my heart that the best place for me to be is walking with God. Amen. Amen. Step by step, praise God, day by day, amen, walking with God. Amen. It don't get no better. He said, "Preacher, you don't really mean that. Look what all you've been through." Old devil brings that up about every day. He said, "You've had cancer twice and you've been beat up. You got this stuff on your face you've had to go through and all this other stuff." But praise God, he's still on the throne. Amen. He's still the God of glory. He's still my Savior, my Redeemer. And praise God, what I go through here ain't nothing but light affliction, praise God, compared to the glory I'm going to behold. Amen. One of these days in a little while, this old body's going to let loose. Praise God, it's going to give way to victory. And praise God, the glory's going to shine. And this old boy, it's going to be in glory forevermore in the presence of a holy God. Amen. Shout through it, praise God. Amen. Instead of pouting, shouting, what will take place? Amen. Glory to God. He had a continual blessedness in the Lord. Said as a walking along, amen, he's walking along with God in the cool of the day. God said, "Enoch, we've been walking along for a long time." He said, "It's a pretty good ways. We've come a long ways in 300 years. He said, we're pretty close to the house. So why don't you just go home with me today?" Amen. Glory be to God. And the Bible said that God took him. Praise God. Amen. One of these days, there's going to be a shout and a trumpet. He's going to say, "Come up hither." Amen. "I'm going to fly out of here." Praise God. Whether in a rapture by the grave, it don't matter. But hey, listen, hey, if they roll some box up here, it's treasure chest, they put this old body in, and some man sits up here and says, hey, Preacher Jeff, he's dead, praise God. Don't you believe it? I've been more alive than I've ever been, praise God. Hey, that old treasure head is just holding this old body of clay. But my spirit, my soul, will be in the presence of the Lord. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7 says the spirit, the body goes back to dust which it came, but the spirit goes back to him that gave it. Amen. Hey, listen. This old body may die. It's dying every day, by the way. From the time you're born, praise God, you begin to die, even though you're growing. Kind of like a weed. You're just kind of like weeds. Amen. We come up from a little old seed and we begin to grow, but even as we're growing, we're dying. Because we only got a season in which to live. Amen? But hey, listen. Hey, I've made my calling and election sure. I'm not worried about this old body of clay. Praise God. When it comes a time to put it back in the earth, praise God, I'm going to be set free. Amen? I'm going to be at liberty more than I ever have. Because I'm going to have, hey, I'm not going to have this to hold me down. I'll be able to praise Him, Brother Garland, like I'd like to. I'll be able to run to praise God like I'd like to. I'll be able to kneel before Him like I'd like to. I'll begin to pray like I like to. Amen. But I'm not able to because of this old body. But the Bible says that Enoch had a continual blessedness in the Lord. Why? Because he had, because of his testimony. Amen? At Jude verse 14, the Bible says, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam. Now listen to what it, now and this is why he was walking with God. Listen to what he's doing. Prophesied of these saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all. And to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodlily committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against Him. Praise God. He was hooked up. Amen. He said, praise God. Hey, it's just ungodliness, but praise God, there's a God of glory, amen, that'll get you out of ungodliness. That He'll deliver you, praise God, even from yourself. Amen. So not only he had this continual blessing, and not only did he have a continual blessedness, but he had a continual faith. Amen. He had a continual faith. Hebrews chapter 11, 5 said, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Amen. By faith, the Bible says Enoch was translated. That means he believed, praise God, on the God of glory. He relied in and trusted in and adhered to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And because he did that, because he believed God, he was translated. Taken out of here, praise God, never having to see death, into the presence of the Lord. Elijah did too. The Bible says Elijah was taken up in a whirlwind into heaven. Amen? Taken up in a whirlwind, never had to see death. But praise God, there's a God. He said, hey, continual faith is what it takes. But I want to say today, praise God, by faith in Christ Jesus, God is still taking men out unto Himself today. Amen? By faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, I believe, you know, the Bible tells us that Jesus came, was manifest in flesh, and died for the sins of the world. And that He was put in a borrowed tomb. Amen? Rolled up in grave clothes, put in a borrowed tomb. And on the third day, He got up. Had all kind of witnesses that said they seen Him up and walking around. They say, He's alive! He's alive! Praise God, He's alive forevermore. Amen? Over 500 people at one time. And to this day, they cannot refute that. Amen? To this day, it's history. It's not only Bible, but it's history. Jesus is alive! He got up from the dead, praise God! And because He did, we can too! Amen? To a walk with God in that newness of life. Amen? To that place that He puts by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. By that enabling power of God that He gives us to be pleasing to Him. Amen? That's what faith does. It enables us to please God. Amen? It enables us to... If we got a strong faith, praise God, and we walk with God, praise God, it makes it easy for us to be pleasing to Him. Praise the Lord. That's where He puts us. Not only does He enable us to please Him, but He also transforms us into His likeness through faith. It's through our faith He transforms us day by day. Hey, I'm not the man I used to be. Praise the Lord. He saved me from that man. But even as I stand here before you today, Brother David, I'm not the man I'm going to be. Every day is a transformation process. Amen. I'm going through a metamorphosis where God is changing me from the inside out. I told you I used to get angry. I used to have a bad temper. And I begged God. I said, Lord, please. And God moved on my heart. And He took that away. Amen. I don't have that no more. It's gone. Amen. Because I'm in a transformation process. I mean, you know how I achieve that? The same way you do. By believing God. By having faith. By having faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. How do we do it? And we got to do that in order to walk with God. We begin a walk with God. Amen. Continually doing all these things. Amen. That's how Enoch was able to walk with God. But you know what? That's the same way that we're able to walk with God today. God ain't changed His methods. God ain't changed His ways. And God surely ain't changed His purpose. His perfect purpose is to save old sinners and bring us to repentance that we could walk with Him in newness of life. That's what He does for us today. He helps us, amen, to walk in the newness of life.